Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On Pat and Heels for breakfast, it's time for the Racing Queensland update. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
And as usual of this time on a Friday morning, Chris Nelson's making his way down from the sunny coast to do his show. What's happening, mate?
Traffic's pretty good. Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Heels. And just on the AFL there, it's such a shame to see Collingwood lose their first three games of the year. Gutted. Totally gutted, I am.
God, don't they polarise Collingwood? I mean, you're either a Collingwood fan or you just hate them with a passion that's not pure.
Yeah. Such a shame to see them start the year so poorly. But anyway, look, the traffic's pretty good. I'm just coming through North Lakes and no hold-ups at the moment. So if you're on the Bruce, you should enjoy the run.
There won't be any school fates on tomorrow, Chris, because all the horses in Brisbane are at Eagle Farm. How big are the races?
Yes. I know, 10. Oh, only 9, actually. We did have 10, but we didn't get enough acceptors in the distance race. So 9 races, but they are chock-a-block full of horses. You're dead right, Heels. There's a few emergencies there, so a couple of those races will come back in numbers, but... yep, should get pretty much good value all day at Eagle Farm.
Well, I'm going to ask you for your thoughts about the slipper, because you said during the week you had a think about it. But let's do your Eagle Farm thoughts early.
Okay. 3 best bets for Eagle Farm. Race 2, number 9. Now, there's got to be a story to this name. Who ordered the fish? I have no idea, but if the horse wins, I'm sure we'll find out post-race. But he's a nice type. His last start run was a good one. Ran on well in a race with no speed. Gets an extra 200 metres tomorrow, and I think it'll be hard to beat. So race 2, number 9, who ordered the fish? Race 6, number 13, Apophis. Promising. Resumed off quite a long break last start and won well and has been kept nice and fresh. Back to the trials and trialled really well. So I think Apophis can step up in grade, drop plenty in weight and win. And race 9, this one looks beautifully placed. Race 9, number 2, Daytona Bay. Not a lot of speed in this race, only probably Daytona Bay and one other going forward. And if we get some surprises and there are some other horses that do decide to push on, well, Jimmy Orman can just take a trail from that beautiful gate and he'll get a good run anyway. So very consistent since joining Kelly Schweder. I think Daytona Bay can run really well. And speaking of Kelly Schweder, guys, he's got April and Augusta going around in race 7. So we wish him all the best with her.
And so do you, naturally.
And don't stuff it up.
Exactly. Oh, you'll hear about it.
Hey, great to see the name M. Harley back in the jockey ranks. He's had more dramas with that neck, that troublesome neck of his, and he's had a little time out again.
I wonder where he'd been. And, he's back from a little bit of a break. Hopefully he's all 100%. I'm sure he wouldn't be riding tomorrow if he wasn't. So good luck to Martin. He's a friend of the punter's, mate. We've had him on there regularly. He's a really good guy. So we might have to get him on there again soon and find out what's been going on.
Righto. Let's get your thoughts on the slipper, the golden slipper. They're saying could be one for the ages tomorrow.
I think it will be. I think it'll be a really exciting golden slipper. I mean, the main two chances are obviously Storm Boy in Switzerland, and you could just go either way. You can make good cases for both. Maybe the safest way out is to just back both and you'll make some sort of a profit there should one of them win. I just think at 1,200 metres, Storm Boy might be just a little bit too brilliant if he's not engaged in a mad speed duel early. Now, a lot of this tempo in the race comes out of the same stable, so you wouldn't think they're going to cut each other to pieces early on. It's going to wreck their chances. But Storm Boy from that gate, he could lead, but I think he'll probably just sit behind a few and get a nice little tag into the race. And then Switzerland, who probably won't be that far behind him in the run, is going to have to run him down. I think once they get to 1,400 metres of the Sires and 1,600 metres of the Champagne, Switzerland might be the better horse. But just at the 1,200 and in front of Switzerland in the run, I think Storm Boy might be able to hold him off. So that's the way I'm going. Storm Boy to beat Switzerland. But year. I think it'll be one exciting finish, guys.
It's a pity that one of them's got to get a defeat on their record.
It is. It is, really. I mean, if you took Storm Boy out of the race, you'd say Switzerland was immoral. If you took Switzerland out, you'd say Storm Boy was immoral. So it's good to have them both there. But I think everybody will be watching. It'll be a very exciting finish. And I hope it pans out that way. I hope Storm Boy's like two lengths in front with 100 or 200 metres to go, and Switzerland's trying to cut him back, because it'll be so exciting to watch.
And, of course, you've got the world's best jockey, Ryan Moore, on board Storm Boy.
Yeah.
That's the way Coolmore decided. They've given the Storm Boy ride to Moore, and Switzerland will be ridden by J-Mac.
Yeah, and you'll be thinking J-Mac's got that added little I-want-to-win situation. He'll be really trying extra hard. Not that he won't be already, but he would like nothing better than to go past Storm Boy with about 50 metres to go.
Yeah, it's a massive day of Group 1 racing right across Australia. Oh. We can't wait for it. So, we got
Uncommon James, too, going around the galaxy, and he was narrowly beaten in the race last year, so he's got a really good chance.
Okay, well, we've got a little bit, that's exactly right. We've got a little bit of a Queensland involvement. I see Ryan Maloney's down there to ride Sunshine in Paris as well, which is great.
Yeah, she's back off off a decent break, and yeah, she's a very, very good mare. It's just, as you would expect with five Group 1s, Paddy, there's plenty of quality.
Mm, exactly right. All right, who's on your show today?
We've got Ben Thompson. We're going to chat to Ben Thompson live from Hong Kong to find out how he's going. He's ridden two winners. They've been on the same horse. I want to find out what happens in Hong Kong. So they don't ride every day of the week. So what do the jockeys do all day?
Exactly right. That's a good question.
Yeah,
basically have to ride twice a week. They have track work responsibilities, but yeah, you'd have a fair bit of downtime. Steph's over there with him with the baby.
Yeah, that'll probably keep him busy. But other than that, you know, what do they do? Go play golf, or what do they do with their time? I've always wanted to know that, so I'll find out.
All right.
Golf's very expensive over there.
Chris Nelson there for racingqueensland.com.au. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Chris.
But what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit thegamblinghelponline.org.au.